Blog Talk Radio.
God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. You're tuned into the Principles of Prosperity. My name is Ann Strickland, and this is a great day. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, save now. And now prosperity. In the name of Jesus, Psalm 118, verses 24 and 25. I want to pray first. Father, I thank you and I praise you for this opportunity to share with your people your word pertaining to their financial freedom. I yield myself to you today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And I thank you for your blessings upon everyone who hears this message, financial freedom, debt-free. Debt is a serious problem for most people. And I've seen people go from debt-free or when they didn't have debt, when there was no debt, you had to save money to purchase anything. What has happened? Credit has opened up so much that we're so free to live and have a great life early on, until now we are so in debt and think we have a great life. However, it has caused a lot of problems. And I'm speaking to you from experience. I'm speaking because I was a fanatic, and I'm learning and have learned now the problems debt cause. And we cannot have this. This cannot continue. Homes are being broken up. People are getting divorces and all. And children are coming out of college owing so much money because they can borrow to go to college. However, there are too many situations where when they come out of college, the job that they get or the business or whatever, they can't afford to pay the debt off and live a decent life. This is not of God. Romans 13:8 says, owe no man anything but to love one another. We have to start lining up with the word of God, because God wants you free. God wants you wealthy. Wealthy. He has given you the power to get wealth to establish his covenant as he swore to Abraham, our fathers. We have to start thinking, I'm not going to be in all this debt. I'm not going to go buy this car and pay the rest of my life for this car. I'm going to start doing what the Word of God says to do. First of all, as believers, the word says to tithe, and I want you to go back to some of my messages on tithing, because through my experience with tithing, I saw how God helped us to get out of debt and got us out of debt. You've heard my testimony several times. And when I started tithe, when I heard the message on tithing, I said, I can't afford to tithe because I was broke on Friday. However, eventually I did start tithing. And when I started tithing, and as we started tithing, my husband wasn't tithing then, but as he saw that I was tithing, just putting the cash in the plate, but what God did, what he did it. How do you go from $125. Two tuitions, car insurance, city wage tax taken out, all of that happened, and still tithe. I'm not going into all the details because I want to cover some more things for you. God did it. And I can't say this enough. And what I understand is there only a small percentage of the people in the body of believers who are tithers. That dime can make you or break you. Our children were able to graduate from college without any debt. With all this other expenses, without any debt, we moved into a house built from the ground in 81, was paid off in 88. Glory to God. I get choked up. You eventually start paying cash for cars. They weren't the Benzes, but they were cheaper models, but you were able to pay cash. Several cars we were able to pay cash for. And still tithe. God says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me now. And see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. I'm choking up. Because God is faithful to his word. When he says, oh, no man. And then he says, bring the tithe. As you obey him, he stands behind his word. And we weren't praying over the money and quoting Malachi 3 and all that. We were just being obedient. And we didn't tell people we were tithing. The pastor didn't know we were tithing because there were no envelopes. God wants you prosperous. You're his representative here on earth. And this is why it is very important to be obedient so you can come out of the debt. The people are getting their homes paid off miraculously. God is doing some miraculous things. Now, we're in the supernatural now. And as you believe and understand that, you're going to start obeying the word of God, serving him, walking in the spirit of love, walking in the spirit of peace, walking in the spirit of forgiveness, because, you know, and that's not hard, that's not easy sometimes, because sometimes people really get on your nerves and you blow up and you get upset and everything. I'm not saying anything to you that I don't experience myself, but however, you have to go back and say, I forgive them. And still walk in the spirit of the Lord. It does. You're not. Don't worry about. Well, I'm taking low, and nobody's going to run over me like I used to do, like I used to say. However, but God, obey God's word, especially because God, He wants you to represent Him, kingdom, the best, great things. Great stuff, because you're his child. And that's why it said in the Malachi 3, he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He'll open the windows of heaven, pour you out of blessings you would not have room enough to receive, because he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. He said, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and prosper. There are people in businesses that God wants to prosper them, and they will be prosperous because he's given them the ability, the gift to run businesses. God wants you in business. He wants you to have your own business. And you tithe. You pay your tithes and watch your business grow. Watch you prosper. Watch what happens. There is, we need to learn the scriptures pertaining to God's word, pertaining to his word, pertaining to prosperity, because he's given you the power. He desires above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. He said, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed. He said, your wealth and riches shall be in your house. All of these things, there's scripture after scripture after scripture. And that's why I said, if you obey, obey the word of God. It's based on obedience. And it's not hard once you make up your mind. You just have to make up your mind and say, I can do this. God's going to, I'm trusting God more than I'm trusting my money. I'm trusting God more than I'm trusting my thoughts. I'm trusting God. And I'm going to read this to you real quickly. So when God outlined the terms of his covenant, he guaranteed our physical prosperity in the contract. Over and over, he's told us in his word, if you do this, I will do this. In order to withhold material blessings from us, God would have to violate his own covenant agreement, which is impossible for him to do. As I've quoted several times, Deuteronomy, prosperity and promises are for us. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, God blesses us with material goods in order for us to establish his covenant on the earth and to give to those in need. There's nothing about God that is stingy. Everything about him is big and generous. He made the streets in heaven out of pure gold. They're not just paved with the gold overlay. They are gold. Besides that, God is a good father. What father who loves his children would want to sit in a beautiful mansion but make his children live in a rundown shack? God delights in your prosperity. He is opposed to our becoming covetous and greedy, though. Even though Abraham was very rich in cattle, silver, and gold, the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had left him, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward, eastward and westward. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your posterity forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth. Genesis 17:1-9, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant. God wants you to represent him. That's why he wants you. That's why he wants to bless you. You represent him. He's our father. So just make up your mind, I'm going to be obedient to the word of God so that I can have the great things and live the way he wants me to live. His kingdom come. His will be done here on earth through me as it is in heaven. And that's what I say over and over now that I look back at my life. I see where God did things for me that I didn't even know to ask for. And the only prayer I knew was Matthew 6, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, which means here in me, as it is in heaven. Give me this day our daily bread and deliver me from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. And forgive me of my sins as I forgive those who sin against me. All of that is the word of God. That's the only prayer I knew. And look what he did. He did things I wouldn't have known to even ask for. I'm a depression baby. Straight from Charlotte, North Carolina to Philadelphia. But look what he did for me. Promotions that you weren't even, according to the natural man, wasn't even qualified for. But promotion on the job, and did very well as a supervisor. My group was the highest over and over again, except one time, without the 4-year college education. But God. A retired business office manager. But God. So, obey God's word. Speak God's word. Walk in the spirit of love, peace, harmony. You don't have to hang out with people who's mistreating you, but you have to forgive them. Forgive them and pray for their salvation. And watch what God's going to do for you. I want to read you another testimony. And I'm reading this testimony because I have a class that God has given me this prosperity assignment. And through this assignment, someone had prophesied, the prophetess Mariette Butler had prophesied that I was supposed to have a class. I said, the class, the school, you know. And that was back in 2013, and I said, 83, a school. However, it opened. And I have the class there on Saturdays, Saturday mornings. And last year, I prayed for a lady. This is one that I'm going to read you this. She came to the class, and she... You know, I went through my lesson, then I prayed for her. She came and brought her daughter. And this is what she told me later. And I said, oh, I need that testimony. She said, Miss Ann, I met Miss Ann in January, and she invited me to her wealth and prosperity class. During her class, she anointed and prayed for my daughter and myself. Well, it's been about 2 months since I've been back to Miss Ann's class. I must say, for good reason. My custom clothing design business is overflowing with clients. I'm being sought after by many, even have a client coming from Hershey, Pennsylvania to get something made. Business has doubled, and I am so grateful to God for enlarging my territory. Miss Ann prayed for my business to take off. Well, it is gone. Hallelujah. It feels good to know God is in charge in caring for me and my business also. Also, Miss Ann prayed for my daughter who went back to college after Christmas break. Prayed that she would have favor and be a millionaire by 25. Well, she called me to tell me her professor is encouraging her to minor in technical writing. Well, even as a part-time job, she can make 6 figures. God is awesome and worthy to be praised. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, love, protection, guidance, and many blessings. P.S. Thank you, Miss Ann, for your obedience and prayers. And with that, I would encourage people, if you have businesses, or if you don't have business and would like to have business, or would like to do better where you are, come to the class and hear the word of God. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. The word of God is which I teach pertaining to financial prosperity and God's will and God's desire for us to have financial prosperity. The class is Saturday morning and it's free. If you have a free will offering, I will receive that, but there's no charge. I can't charge people because God has been good to me, but I know that, you know, the place has to be paid for, and I don't necessarily have to do that, but you can leave a free will offering. And what I've learned about giving is the more you give, phew, but God, as Matsa is saying, is the more you give is the more you get to give. But the word of God says, given it shall be given unto you. However, the address is 3751 Island Avenue. It's here in Philadelphia, in the Gateway Building, 3751 Island Avenue. It's 10 o'clock Saturday mornings. You come out and hear the word. And we're in the Empowerment Center, Suite 100. It's a parking lot. You don't have to pay for parking. You just come and park your car in the parking lot in Philadelphia free. God, it's awesome to even have me in that place. So I want to encourage you to come out and tell people about it, especially people who's in business or people who's not in business. Come out, because we're supposed to get to a certain place. We're supposed to move into the wealthy place in the name of Jesus. If you have questions, you can call me on 215-806-4879. That's 215-806-4879. Call me or text me on that same number. That's my cell number. The other thing I want to share with you, and I see this, how God has opened up a window for us to move into this place, this wealthy place. I've just been introduced to a business, and I'm telling you, I'm so excited about it because I went to the convention in Memphis, Tennessee, and there was such an anointing. There were about 3,000 people there, people coming from all over the world. This wasn't a Christian or religious or such convention. This was a business convention. And it's called Paycation Travel by Extreme Travel. And I can give you more information on that, because not only is it business and travel, you can travel at discounted rates. Very great, very great. I saw what I see in this after I became a part of it, Job 36:11. If you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. But call me about this, please, because this is going to help you and help people you know. And at the same time, going to have you in a position to start enjoying life, being able to go on vacations and cruises and when family reunions and family marriages, when people get married, and even with the your churches wanting to have cruises or go on trips at discounted rates. We are wired by Priceline, powered by Priceline, the same as other travel companies. So give me a call, 215-806-4879, and know that God wants you wealthy. God wants you to represent him. Now, everybody's not going to be wealthy, but he wants you to have a comfortable life. He wants you to have life abundantly. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And as you have received Christ, how many of you have received Jesus into your lives? Excuse me. Or confessed salvation. How many have felt assured that heaven would be your home? What are the benefits were you made aware of that goes with salvation? In most cases, you were taught what not to do instead of what to do. Your great expectation was heaven bound, and that's fine. What about the in-between from then until you leave this earth? 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Isaiah 1:18-19 says, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." It's Isaiah 1:18, chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. So since you received the Most High God, El Elyon, into your life, through his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the anointing one and his anointing, the good of the land is yours. You must get to know that deep in your spirit. Get it in you, know it. In the name of Jesus. Now, as you decide to call, for people who want to call and sign up and to come to the class, well, actually, I have a gift for people. I have four. For the first four people who call, the 215-806-4879, in reference to this message today in the offer, I have a gift for you. So give me a call and I'll send you the first four people. It's a card, a $25 card off of a restaurant, for a restaurant card. So that's important. That's interesting. I'm doing this to encourage you to call. However, I know there are more people going to be calling, but the first four will get it, the 215-806-4879. And because God wants you, and he's using this 84-year-old woman to encourage you, so that you can have financial freedom, for whom the Son says free is free indeed. And you really, my prayer is for you to have financial freedom. So, Father, I just want to say thank you and I praise you for this time. I thank you for this opportunity to come before your people. I thank you, Lord, that you will bless them to be a blessing. And I thank you, Lord, that you will increase their greatness and comfort them on every side in the name of Jesus. So tune in and listen to this message. Send it to other people so they can hear the message, and be sure to spread the word, because God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you.